Hello friends! Welcome back to Wonderfully Made, Bible Stories for Children. I'm Anna and I'm so glad you've joined me again today. Last time, we learned about how God gave Abraham and Sarah a very special gift, a baby boy named Isaac. They had waited so long, and God showed them that He always keeps His promises. But today, we'll hear about a time when Abraham faced a very big test of faith. It's a story about trusting God even when things don't make sense. Today's story is from Genesis chapter 22. Are you ready? Let's begin! Isaac grew into a strong and happy boy. Abraham and Sarah loved him very much. But one day, God called out to Abraham and gave him a very difficult command. He told Abraham to take Isaac up a mountain and offer him as a sacrifice. Wait. What? Isaac was the special son God had promised. This must have been so confusing for Abraham. But do you know what he did? He trusted God. He knew that God had a plan, even if he didn't understand it yet. The next morning, Abraham took Isaac and two of his servants and began the long journey to the mountain. After traveling for 3 days, Abraham and Isaac climbed up the mountain together. Isaac carried the wood for the sacrifice, and Abraham carried the fire and a knife. Then Isaac asked, "Father, where is the lamb for the sacrifice?" Abraham replied that God would provide. When they reached the top, Abraham built an altar and placed the wood on it. Then he gently laid Isaac on the altar. Just as Abraham was about to obey God's command, suddenly, a voice called out from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham!" It was the angel of the Lord. The angel said, "Do not harm the boy. Now I know that you truly trust God, because you were willing to obey him." Then Abraham looked up and saw something in the bushes. It was a ram. Abraham took the ram and offered it instead of Isaac. And do you know what he called that place? He called it, "The Lord will provide." Wow! What an incredible story! Abraham trusted God even when it was hard, and God showed that he had a plan all along. Here are some questions to think about. Can you think of a time when you had to trust God, even when you didn't understand? How does this story remind us that God always provides? What does this teach us about listening to God? Just like Abraham, we can trust that God's plans are always good. Thank you for joining me today for this amazing story about Abraham's big test of faith. Next time, we'll hear about Isaac's family and how God continued his promises. Until then, remember, you are wonderfully made. See you next time.